Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
You can call him.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10. And verse 34, that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music activism and news. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in to 646-478-0944. If you're sending me any music or any commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, and this is important. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three. You may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back. You can hang up, call back, or press 1 if you didn't do so the first time. I'll get you on the air. I would like to also let you know that you can definitely check up on Common Sense Radio. That's Sundays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. Thank you. And that's definitely what you can do. You can check it out on Common Sense Radio, Sundays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can check out the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr., or Joseph P. Motley Jr., the Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1, or Hip Hop Workshop Numeral 2. The Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. The Facebook is Joseph Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y, J-R, period, about three of those music pages. You could Facebook Kent and Angelica. You could also Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. That's www.3342music.com for all the hot music that's going on. Also, OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The web page is blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com before the Queens Court airs at 6 p.m. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube the Miss Commentary Cleveland YouTube channel. Also on Twitter, Man in the Street 13. And also www.templabor.org, thelogtv.com, and you can go to YouTube, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. That's the YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Now, we have some things to get into tonight. I would be remiss if I didn't give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Top 10 list. Number 10, debuting The Actual Tannis. Number 9, YouTube, The Mark Morant Story Uncut. The Mark Morant Story Uncut on YouTube, over 9,000 views, close to 10,000, really, though. Number 8, debuting CUMR Volume 7, Cleveland Underground Music Radar Volume 7 that just premiered. Number 7, debuting Facebook Larry G B-Day Radio Bash, which is coming up on Wednesday. Number 6, debuting Facebook Women Speak Out, which is happening this coming Saturday. Number 5, debuting on Facebook. Well, no, it moved up. It didn't debut. It moved up a couple of notches. Moving up was Facebook Larchmere Arts Presents Ken LeGrand with the Jazz Poets, and that happened last Friday. It moved up. Debuting the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club meeting last Wednesday at the East Cleveland Public Library. A lot of candidates, free food, you name it. Number 3, debuting all school supply giveaways, including Woodhill Park with Romeo Barnes, the police department giving out school supplies of Cleveland, including also Ernest L. Smith Ward 3 giveaway. And that one had all kinds of things, a game truck, fire engine, a donkey. Mayoral candidate that stopped by was Tim Austin, Council-at-Large Nathaniel Martin, who's up for re-election, and the candidate for Council-at-Large Patricia Blahoviak. So it had some powerful people who hit up in that one. Number 2, and a great sound system, but number 2, debuting the PTSD Walk. Wade Oval last Saturday, Brick House Wellness, Zumba, Poet Honey Bell Bay, she was there, Kevin Conwell Band, Yvonne Conwell from County Council, the National Congress of Black Women, Greater Cleveland Chapter. You had African dancers, all of that. And number 1, debuting the Activist Mayoral Forum with candidates. Free continental breakfast at Annie B's Pancake House was today. ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Inner City Republican Movement, Man in the Streets News, I believe, Call and Post, as well as Channel 3 was in the house for that. So there you go. Some major things did happen on that. I want to at least start off with some of what we might want to talk about. Don Everly of Early Rock and Roll, Everly Brothers, passed at age 84. Don Everly, one half of the pioneering Everly Brothers, whose harmonizing country rock hits impacted a generation of rock and roll music. He passed at the age of 84. He died at his home in Nashville, Tennessee. His brother Phil Everly died in January 2014 at the age of 74. In the late 1950s and 1960s, the duo of Don and Phil drew upon their rural roots with their strummed guitars and high-yearning harmonies, while their poignant songs, many by the team of Felice and Bootlaw Bryant, embodied teenage restlessness and energy. Their 19 top 40 hits included Bye Bye Love, Let It Be Me, All I Have to Do Is Dream, and Wake Up Little Susie, and performers from the Beatles to Simon and Garfunkel cited them as key influences. The Everly Brothers were integral to the fabric of American music, said Jerry Lee Lewis in a statement. With my friend Don's passing, I'm reflective on a life full of wonderful friends, spectacular music, and fond memories. There's a lot I can say about Don, what he and Phil meant to me, both as people and as musicians. I'm going to reflect today. So it was songs like Bye Bye Love and Wake Up Little Susie, which appealed to the post-war generation of baby boomers, and their deceptively simple harmonies hid greater meaning among the lighter pop fare of the era. The two broke up amid quarreling in 1973 after 16 years of hits, then reunited in 1983, selling it with a hug. And that's how they sealed it up, was with a hug. They sold everything back through, and it was on. And they said even though the number of hit records declined in the late 1980s, they had successful concert tours in the U.S. and Europe. And they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986, the same year they had a hit pop country record, Born Yesterday. And 2 years earlier, they had had success with the up-tempo ballad On the Wings of a Nightingale, which was written by Paul McCartney. So there you go. I also want to thank everybody who tuned in this fine evening. It's been busy out there, and it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing. My thing is also, I want to at least sit back and just say that I'm very thankful to at least, you know, be able to do another show this week. I do need to point out, since we're under salutations right now, that the legendary country singer Tom T. Hall, he passed. Singer-songwriter Tom T. Hall, who composed Harper Valley PTA and sang about life's simple joys as country music's consummate blue-collar bard, he passed Friday at his home in Franklin, Tennessee. Hall was known as the storyteller for his unadorned yet incisive lyrics. He composed hundreds of songs and had several number one hits as a singer. His hits included I Love, Country Is, I Care, I Like Beer, and Faster Horses, The Cowboy and the Poet. Hall was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in 1971 and elected into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008. So that is something. He was 85 years young. So that was the second person I wanted to throw out there. I also wanted to take the time and say that Fathers Lives Matter lost a key member, Grace A. Period Franduto. Grace A. Period Franduto. She was the mother of course, Robin Franduto of Fathers Lives Matter. So she was like the mother-in-law or mother of Jones Joe from Fathers Lives Matter, who's the founder of that group. And she's age 83. She got her angel wings in heaven on August the 19th, 2021. She was the loving wife of the late Frank A. Franduto, beloved mother of Matthew, June, Elaine, McCann, Bryant, Timothy, Robin, Walsh, and David. Dearest grandmother of Heather, Melissa, Dan, Kurt, Amy, Michelle, Doug, Sean, Christy, Riley, Michael, and the late Emmanuel. Great-grandmother of 10, daughter of the late Harold and Florence Pitcher, dear sister of James Jirashi, and friend of many. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to Marymount Place, 5200 Marymount Village Drive, Garfield Heights, Ohio, 44125. Funeral service at the Assisi Hall Chapel of the Village at Marymount, Wednesday, August 25th, 2021, at 11:30 a.m. So there you go. Just want to let people know that Tuesday, 3 to 7 p.m., friends will be received at Repairy Funeral Home at 5762 Pearl Road at Snow Road, and that's tomorrow, Tuesday. There will be something that goes in her memory on Wednesday on behalf of myself and Black on Black Crime Incorporated. So I just had to put that out there to people. Wednesday, the visitation is 11 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., 5200 Marymount Village Drive, Garfield Heights, Ohio, 44125. Followed at that same location at 11:30 a.m. for the homegoing. So I just wanted to put that out there. I'm going to go to 216-773. You are on live and direct. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
That is so good. As a matter of fact, before we say anything else, I would like to say congratulations because the Walk, Release, and Heal debuted at number 2 on the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday from Music and Entertainment. You all took over Wade Oval Park, had so many different things and activities, some of which I got a chance to cover. It was a major event. So with that being said, tell me, how do you feel when you see an event like that happen?
I'm really happy and proud of that because, you know, this was about PTSD. And the way we planned this, you know, everybody working together and, you know, bringing it together, everybody had their part. And I just really, I'm so proud to be part of it. It was just a wonderful thing to, you know, to help organize and you know, get together. It was just, I just loved it.
No problem. And
now
we're
here to do some other things now.
You know, it's funny you should say that because debuting in the number 6 spot was something on Facebook that said, Women Speak Out, which is due up this coming Saturday. Can you please tell us a little bit more about it? It's got such a catchy title, Women Speak Out. What are you all speaking out about, or some of the things?
Well, it is called Be a Voice and Not an Echo, and it's really about women in the community, leaders, mothers, grandmothers, aunts. It's just women, you know. Men can join in as well. It's not just about all women, but my thing is that, you know, I want to help all of us bridge that gap. You know, we hear so much negativity that's going on in our communities and with other, you know, all the things that are happening. And I just want people to come together and speak out about these things and empower each other and, you know, be a resource for one another. You know, that's what it's about. That's why, I've been inviting all types of different people to come out, I really hope it turns out the way I'm looking, how I'm planning it. But I just want to make it about resource and empowerment and, you know, and not, you know, not these egos, these big egos that are, you know, just want to be seen and speak and not do anything. I just want to help help bridge that gap. That's something that kind of stuck with me from Miss Dot, and she was always talking about bridging the gap. So that's what my thing is about. I mean, that's somewhat like what the PTSD walk was about bridging a gap and bringing people together to heal. So, I'm going to have some people out there doing registration, because we have the voter suppression situation that's happening right before our eyes. And I want people to be out there that have resources for women who may be homeless or, have problems in their household, things like that. So I know Journey will be out there. Impact will be out there. Mobilize the Vote will be there. A couple of candidates, women candidates, will be coming through to speak. And it was some other group that I really – domestic violence groups will be out there too. So, and people with educators, I just want people to come out and, speak about who they are, what they can do to help. What can we do to help bridge the gap and help our communities thrive?
Wow. Where do
and
we need
our,
to be?
And help our community leaders. I haven't announced the actual location yet. I will be doing that tomorrow because I have to take care of, make sure I have everything in place. And, I'm going to have Genevieve Mitchell be there as well. So I'm going to talk to her probably tomorrow so she can help me with some things. So I want it to be a very and Donna Walker Brown will be there as well. She'll be one of the speakers. So I just want, I want to just bridge the gap and want women to come together to know that we have, it's a lot of resources that you're not alone. And it's not, like I said, it's not about bashing any type of men. I just want men to understand that we are leaders as well, and we are leaders with you all. We all lead together, and that's how we thrive.
I'm glad you said that because I was almost too scared to show up, but because you said that, I will do everything I can to at least stop through for a little while. I really enjoyed the past Saturday, and of all the people's names that I called, I forgot to mention earlier during the top 10, how could I leave him off the list? We even had a sighting of the energetic, high-flying, dancing candidate, to Wayne McGee from Ward 12, candidate for city council was there on the past Saturday. So I'm going to ask you, what goes into planning an event such as this? What goes into it for you?
Well, for me, once we, find the people with certain talents that can do certain things. So, I was actually the PR person, but I also, got a lot of the resources there. So we all pitched in to get the resources. So I helped to get over half of the resources, the people that were there. And matter of fact, I think did you meet my frontline person? That was one of my top people that came out there.
Yes.
But, the thing about it is when you get together, you have to work as a team and find out who has certain talent. So, that's how that came all together. And we started talking about this probably almost within, last year. And we started a couple of months ago doing our fundraisers. So that's, we were selling scratch-off books and things of that sort. I sold each one of us had a couple of books, and I sold like $200, and everybody was able to sell at least $200 to $300 of it. Actually, I sold $300 worth. And, so basically it's about all of us getting together, having a meeting, sitting down and see what talents each one of us have that we can bring to the table to, bring it all together. So I was real happy about it because, it had so many people out there with the resources, and child weight overwork, you see people flowing in and out, and like, wow, what is going on here? And
right.
you know, and to top it off, at the end, we had we had Councilman Conwell and his band, and it that ended the you know the whole program. We started off with a bang and ended with a bang as well.
Well, I want to at least thank you very much for having a very, very exciting program. Definitely looking forward to this coming Saturday. I know it's going to be something special. I do know that. Okay, well, might as well.
To get some attention, you know, saying, hey, what's going on over there?
There you go. Hey, might as well have fun. And one last question, because it just flashed into my head. Being a leader in the community, a person who throws events, you've been very active for years, helping teach young people how to read, healthy lifestyle living, cooking classes, you name it. Does it to this day bother you, or not as much, or is there a real problem, or how do you feel when you may not be perceived as being a leader just because you're a woman?
Well, it's very disappointing, because you know, I think there's many leaders in the community, and I think that, you know, when our voices are not heard, you know, or we're shunned or pushed to the back, I think it's disappointing, and I think also it's, you know, people are missing out on the qualities of other people. I had made this post because, you know, I have an issue with people of how people, you know, treat others. And, you know, when they think that they're better or think that they know more and things like that, because everybody has something to bring to the table. If they're at that table, if they're fighting to get to that table, and it's like they almost say, hey, here I am, they definitely have something to bring to the table. And, you know, but in my mind, how I, you know, at first I used to get upset that people was like, you know, they only saw me as a certain way. And,
right,
you know, and
right.
I'm a multi facet type of person. I really truly am. And, you know, because whatever I put my mind to, I do it. And I thank God for giving me the blessings of having that type of smart sense in my head. But at this point in my life, I feel like if people don't want me at the table, I build my own damn table. Period. And keep it moving. And I can help anybody. If they come to me in a respectful way. But, you know, who has time for all that? You know, I don't believe in the backlashing, you know, backbiting. And, you know, it's like when you look at our community, we all play a part in it. But, you know, I feel like this, you know, that's all I can say is that if you don't want me at the table, I'll build my own damn table.
Thank you very much for calling in. You know, 2 minutes or less, self-esteem and women, is it still as big an issue? What sort of advice would you give on that?
Well, with self-esteem, it's something, you know, all of us battle with. And I know I have battled with it, and then some days I may have my good days or my bad days, but the bottom line is I know my worth. And that's what everybody, not just women, children and men, and it's just everyone, we need to look at, you need to know what your worth is, period. You need to know who you are. And, you know, I didn't always feel that way, but, you know, as I'm growing more, I feel I'm a late bloomer because I'm really growing more into myself. But I feel that self-esteem, you know, you have to know what your worth is. If you don't know what your worth is, no one is going to care. No one is going to care. You know, but you have to care about yourself first. That's the very first thing of starting to look at self-worth is to care about yourself. Self-care is very important. And looking on yourself, loving who you are, that's building up your self-esteem, because no person, self-esteem is kind of started in homes. You know, your family giving you that support, love, and encouragement and things like that, but some people don't get it. But if you don't get it, it's to find it. And it's not just finding it through another person. You have to find it through yourself. And when you love yourself and you care about yourself, you know, you build your own, you build that self-esteem. Even if you're going to go to therapy, you know what I'm saying, or counseling. You know, because depression is rampant in our communities, and all of that plays a big role in low self-esteem too, as well as, you know, all of that plays a role in it. And we just have to love ourselves.
I appreciate that message. May it find, and on the replay of this particular program, may that message reach out to a lot of people. It just reached out to me, too. I thank you so much for taking the time to call in.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'll continue to listen. I love your program.
Hey, I thank you so much. I appreciate you. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to probably get myself in trouble because I was sent an official statement via text from Rico Dancy from Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. And Rico Dancy, as president of the organization and his organization, sent me a message. I guess it's their official statement. I will try to find excerpts of it and read it out on why they are not. Hold on a second. Carol Lee Upshore. Carol Lee Upshore, you get an infamous shout out for calling me on my private phone line while I'm live on the air on a Monday night. Infamous shout out. So anyway, let's see. Back to the other. I was going to say, they released a statement on why they are not endorsing Kevin Kelly or Bashir Jones for mayor in the city of Cleveland, Ohio. In the meantime and in between time, before I get myself in trouble and read that particular statement, I think I'll play something from Suave Gotti for the simple fact that the Browns in preseason are 2-0 without their starters. Yeah, they are. So with that being said,
welcome out-of-town fans and NFL teams to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-boat. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nofu about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, inside, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
I'm Brown, anointed, white stripes. The C-Town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, Doc. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long.
Put it live on your iPhone. A message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Amarius Randall and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneers fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We're gonna shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And that's from Suave Gotti, GMS. And I received this statement that came from, this is the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. And we don't understand why Bashir Jones is using children to do his dirty work in Ward 7. It is dumb for him to use children to destroy yard signs of TJ Dow. I myself, as president of our organization, have received several text messages and calls about this. We would not endorse Bashir Jones for his recent actions. We will not endorse Kevin Kelly because of Kevin Kelly's stand and not letting voters vote for Fight for 15. Not letting voters vote on the Q deal, and not having voters vote properly on the lead situation. Next week, Black Lives Matter for the Deaf will endorse a candidate for mayor of Cleveland. But right now, Mr. Bashir Jones, putting the politics and staff in danger, stop playing this game and this dirty game. This is coming from the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, Rico Dancy. Together we must defeat dirty politics. rather strong statement coming from Rico Dancy. But to keep myself from getting into further trouble, since I have a few minutes left, I will go to the 615 area code with the 894. It's a 615 area code. So maybe finally 615 has let me know they may have finally found man in the streets stimulus check that might have been lost in the mail. 615 area code with the 894. How you doing?
Oh, man, what's going on, Porter? What's popping with it, man? I wish I did find a stimulus check. I ain't seen one since stimulus check started.
I feel you.
What's going on, brother? Yeah, what's going on, man? Everything good, man. Oh, man, still going, still moving, man. Wait, before you even go any further, man.
Okay.
Wow, Gotti, man, I hope you hear it, man. I like that song, man. I was listening to it, man. I like that song, man. I don't want no confrontations, man. I like that song, man. That was something real nasty, man, from the Godson, man. I like that. I know he got a video coming out real soon. I know he do.
Yeah.
I know he ain't just going to put out no fire like that and not put no video out.
You didn't lie about that.
Yeah, man. I know he ain't going to put no fire out like that and ain't going to have no video with it. I'm going to have to call that man. Man. But, yeah, man, ain't nothing going on. Porter, man, getting ready for the project that finally drops. And, you know what I'm saying, you know I'm being Cleveland. Shouts out to Big Half, you feel me? A couple other people. I will be in Cleveland September 16th through 18th for the Nerve DJ's 18th anniversary, man. Definitely going to be out there, man. You know, showcasing some new music. A couple other artists, man. You feel me? J Teddy, Spade 216, man. A couple other artists, man. It's definitely going to be a move that weekend, man. You know?
Nice.
I'm real big on connecting with the homies, you feel me, and showing love. You know what I'm saying? It seems like that's a lot for certain people to do. I really ain't going to shed light on that type of situation, but seems like in this generation now, it's hard for people to show love, man. It's kind of weird, man. But, you know, yeah, I support the whole movement. I ain't know all that was going on with Mr. Bayshore or whatever his name is. I ain't know all that was going on. That's kind of crazy. You know, we ain't never really support that type of movement when it came to us being on the forefront, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Black on Black Crime, you know. They definitely supported the movement when it came to Team New Life, so I always supported the movement when it came to Black on Black Crime, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? Hip Hop Workshop, Al Porter, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody, you feel me? But that's not something cool to do, you feel me? We're trying to keep our kids away from violence, so it's like you stirring up violence when you put kids a part of that type of situation. So, I don't think I actually, you feel me, kind of put a stamp on that type of situation.
I hear you.
But,
I do.
Yeah, I just had to call in and show love, man. It's all love, man, most definitely.
Thank you for doing that. We appreciate you. And also, it was good to have Kokiana on last week's show. You earned me some very high ratings all the way through.
Oh, man, most definitely. It's always love, man. Big shout out to her, too, man. She doing her thing, man, most definitely. The whole movement, man. It's good to be a part of situations that got a grind and a consistent movement, as a lot of people I became in business with, you know what I'm saying? You know. So it's definitely an honor.
No problem. And may you continue to have your success. Keep rolling, brother. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh.
you know something? I'm enjoying life. He even sent music that we have to upload into our system. I'm looking forward to it. Before I do anything else and get myself into any further trouble, I'd be in trouble if I ignored phone callers like 216-235. So 216-235, how are you doing?
What's going on, Mr. Porter?
Man, I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, Brother Major Taps, you know, I was a little bit thrown off guard because I listen to a lot of music. Let's start right there. I listen to a lot of music. And so I pop in this, you know, the rise of, you know, Taps, that whole Mr. Taps album.
Yes.
And
yes.
It Major Taps. I'm listening to it, and Mama Porter even vibed to a couple of tracks.
That's something big right there.
You know, so with that being said, I just want to say, brother, I'm proud of you. I am. And Mama Porter went out there and added some validity to it. And, you know, it is Major. And I like the name, Major Taps. It's Major that the only person who has had a tap dance, hoofing, hip-hop album resides in our region.
Hey.
That's just strong. So now you can say anything you want to say. I just wanted to say that.
Man, that feels very good, man. Like, real talk, though. Like, facts. Everybody out there listening, Brother Al, and just, like, Mama Porter, she just pacified. Like, yeah, I got, like, the first rap/tap dance album out here. And it's legit, too.
Right.
Very legit. I would like to thank you guys for honoring me and acknowledging that, you know, the simple fact that it's like a lot of people not thinking diverse and, you know what I'm saying, thinking outside the box. Like, when I said I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, do something with this music, I wanted to do something where, you know what I'm saying, I step out the box, like, you know what I'm saying, think outside the box, you know what I mean? A lot of people like to think inside the box, doing what everybody else doing, so they don't take time to think outside the box. But yeah, it took some time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Major Taps, yeah, he getting older, though, but still at the end of the day, though, I'm still young and vibrant. I'm gonna probably be in my prime until I'm like 50 or 60. Fact.
I know what it takes.
You know what I'm saying, to keep yourself together, stay in shape, things of that nature. You know what I mean? Al, I see you and a lot of my elders, how you guys keep you guys together in shape, you know what I'm saying? How you guys keep you guys together. You know what I'm saying? Y'all still live and vibrant. And like I said, hip-hop is a baby. And we all still look like babies. We all still look like babies. You know what I mean? So it was like I said, y'all can check that album out. The album going to be released worldwide very soon. If you catch me out in the public in the land, you can cop that album for $10. $10. You know what I'm saying? It's a very exclusive album. Like, you should put this album on a pedestal like the album that Wu-Tang put out. That, who was the dude that got locked up? He was, like he was selling, like, them drugs or whatever. So he was the one, like he caught millions, though. So he was able to cop that Wu-Tang album. Like, if y'all catch me in the city, that's how y'all should look at this album. Like, when y'all see me and stuff, y'all should be ready to want to cop this album, because this is a self-made in history album. I'm the first person to ever do this. Facts, though. You know how Soulja Boy be hollering and stuff? He the first person to do it. I'm the first person to make a tap dance / hip hop album. Okay, so I can state that. So y'all put that on IG, TikTok and all that. Major Taps is the first person to put out a tap dance / hip hop album. Okay? And that's facts. So I feel good right now. You know what I'm saying? All I know is, like, y'all can write this down. All I know is that I go down in history. All I know is I go down in history.
Facts, though.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all I got to say. So I'm going to keep myself humble and vibrant, and I still got more work to come. Like, it's a lot of stuff going on with Major Tap. Like, my computer and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, email, like all that just got hacked, though. Like, I got some traction just got swiped and everything deleted, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So, like, I know, like, I'm a threat to a lot. I know I'm a threat to society on the certain things I put out, though. So, still look, though. It's nothing that's keeping Major Tap. I said Major Tap. Major Tap from stopping from what he's doing. And especially
right.
from what Brother Porter, Sherry Kilroy, and Mama Porter just, like, delivered, you know what I've seen on that review. Like,
mm-hmm.
y'all the ones that keep me going, like, real facts, though. Y'all the ones that motivate me. So it's like, I'm not going to stop doing this. It's just, y'all, like, the haters need to just give it up. Major Taft's not going to stop doing this. Yeah, I'm a multitasker, though. Major Taft is never going to stop doing this, man. Like, I move forward. I move forward. It's a lot of people. It's people on my Facebook right now that I done had issues with, though. They still my Facebook friends. Why y'all my Facebook friends? So you know Major Tess is a good person. And I ain't about to put out names, though. But y'all know who y'all is. Y'all know who y'all are. And it's all love and it's all good, though. But never... Don't go there with Major Taps, because Major Taps is a good level. I'm your friendly hood neighborhood, Major Taps. I've been saying it. That's my statement. Like, you see how I switch it up. I'm your friendly hood neighborhood, Major Taps. So don't get it twisted. It's all love. I understand y'all made some mistakes. We are not perfect. It's all good, though. Y'all keep doing y'all podcast. You know what I'm saying? I like seeing our culture making and do positive, productive things. That's when y'all doing positive, productive things. When y'all acting ignorant, like, get the, you know what, about it here. I ain't about to say no slur words, but y'all know what y'all heard my podcast. Look, like I said, y'all know where I'm coming from. So, look, I appreciate the love. Like I said, Proprietor ENT, we going to keep going. Check out Almighty FX. He got a nice album about to drop soon, very soon. And the Major Taps, Rise of the Taps, so everybody can hear it, is about to drop worldwide very soon on your big platforms like Tidal,
okay,
Amazon, things of that nature, though. Like I said, though, if you catch me in the city, like, it's all for the land, though. You catch me in the city, the album already out. So you got to find me in the city. Like, where's Waldo? So call me Waldo right now. So you can find me in the city. You know what I'm saying? You want to, like, hear this album stuff, have it, like, you know what I'm saying? $10, you know what I'm saying? $10 ain't much, you know what I'm saying? To hear some decent, new, like, realistic music, you know what I'm saying? Revolutionary music, you know?
Right.
Like, so, all right, so that's all I got to say. So, I'm looking forward to the other events coming up. Like I said, shout out to Dante Taylor. Anybody in Fourth Ward?
Oh, yeah.
You need to pay attention to Brother Dantes Taylor. The brother been out here for years, possibly decades. You know what I'm saying? I know he's been out here for a decade.
Right.
Plus half a year, you know? And so, like, y'all need to put this brother in his office in position where he needs to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? We about to go out to the community and show everybody what we made about. You know, it's a lot of other events that's popping up with Brother Dantes Taylor. The Pride ENT is backing it. The Dantes Taylor, though, I already know. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime a person like Joe Jones can vouch for Dantes Taylor, and, like, he been doing the First Ward, and mind you, I'm in First Ward. So shout out to Brother Joe Jones. I'm in Forest Ward. I can vote for Joe Jones and say he's been doing his thing a real good job and do, you know what I'm saying, for the First Ward. So anytime a person like that that's been doing good for the community and can vouch for another person that's a good person, a good spirit in the community, can vouch for him. Like, you need to, you guys need to support this person. So support Dontez Taylor for Fourth Ward. Thank you. I'm Major Taps, and I am signing out. Peace and love.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm going to tell you one thing. I will at least take this program out during the last maybe 3 minutes. But right now, we'll take our break with Emax the Image. I am not a rapper.
3, 3, 4, 2. 3, 3, 4, 2. Not a rapper, I'm on like a future, and I got a message that I will surely reach you with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, even open my eyes. I just make this beat so I can wake up on the middle, get up out the street, and feed my kids with better meal. Who's better than me? I'm my own record here, so I turn up the heat to make it happen for real. Around the clock, cooking up another hit, I came up with a few. But I'ma light it up with this so you know what to do. Go ahead and get to that website, and then just download it. When it's on the best and best way, cause you already like it. It's so exciting and it makes you get excited. Don't try to fight it cause I did copyright it. I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher, and I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher, and I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes.
You know, last Wednesday was special because Al Porter, Man in the Streets, was one of three people on a panel alongside Mark Katora, Solon Council Ward 4 for re-election, as well as also Lee Weingart, who's running for Cuyahoga County Executive. And, you know, when you look at slavery, the evils of slavery, slavery never would have ended if you didn't have three things going for it. So, number one, you had members who did the enslavement, but some of them knew it was so wrong, they said, oh, hell no, this is wrong. That's number one. Number two, you have the creator involved. And number three, you have the people who were being enslaved who wanted to be free. They did. You had that combination. And a lot of people don't realize that when it came time for it, no matter what said and done, it was the Republican Party at that time that stood up and said, oh, hell no, slavery is wrong. And that's just the way it is. Those are facts. Facts that the man who I idolized because he knew the importance of reading, Frederick Douglass, who was Republican, and explained and broke down why I was not three-fifths a human being. There was time when religious freedom reigned. Blacks had church services on the inside of the White House. Marilyn Mattire brought me out there to speak. I was glad that I was finally able to at least give back and put in a different light. I appreciate Dave Maid, who decided to at least go to that one event and check out and see everything, even did the camera work. At least she took time out for her busy schedule to do that. And everything should be cordial for the simple fact I'm not the same person I used to be. I feel like I can speak a lot stronger. I have self-love that was discussed earlier. You have to have self-love, self-care. Once you do have all of those things, there's not anything that anybody else can really tell you. I have a lot of growth to do. I may be busy dealing with Mama Porter. I may be busy as an activist. I might be too busy to spend time even with a significant other or partner. but I better be able to spend that time with myself and get myself together. That way I can be more spiritually fit to not only serve the community, but to properly serve whoever it is that ends up in my life. So with those things being said, I will always acknowledge those people who helped me turn the curve, be able to become a much better person than what I started out on in this journey called life. I appreciate you all for calling in. Each and every caller, you made my day. You gave me something to fight with and to move forward on. I humbly thank you. Creator bless you, and whoever's listening to this, hey, not only does the Creator love you, I love you too. Peace.